I look better this way, don't I? Okay. It's on. Thank you. I've been asked to pray for the boys and girls and those that are involved in the Sunday school. And I just want to assure the boys and girls that that God, the scripture, the Bible, the Word of God tells us that God loves every one of us. And also, I want to emphasize, and when I see boys and girls, I get excited. You know why? Because you have great potential. You have your whole life ahead of you to honor the Lord. And so this morning, I also want to acknowledge those, Hazel, for one, is heading up the Sunday school, and those that are assisting her. We just thank the Lord for their willingness to step forward and help in this very important role. Come on down, please. Now, you guys can stay at the front because I'm going to be doing some things this morning. I'm going to be addressing the boys and girls. You could just sit. If you want to sit there. Oh, no, you know what? Just stand right up here. Yeah, right there. Wonderful. When did that start?
I don't know. This very second.
That's okay, boys. That's okay. Let Grandpa Gary pray, okay? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we just want to thank you today for your presence here. And I want to thank you today for your word, the word of God, that tells us that you love us and you loved us so much that you sent your one and only Son to this earth to die in our place. And Lord, I just thank you for every boy and girl here this morning. And as we today begin the opening of a new season, as far as Sunday school is concerned, Lord, I just want to thank you that we have the opportunity in this land of ours to open your word and to hear stories from it that help us to please you. And I want to thank you today for Hazel. I want to thank you for those that are going to assist her. We lift them up to you, Lord. Grant them wisdom, direction from your Spirit as they seek to honor you in this so important ministry. So, we just thank you for your presence in our lives. And again, your presence today. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, if the boys or girls want to sit up front here, I think we can make some of you want to sit over here because I want to address that's the stuff. That's the stuff. Okay. Just bear with me. I have some questions. And these questions come from the Cowboy Term Dictionary. Now, isn't that interesting? I'm just going to talk about a few of the terms, and then we're going to talk about Roundup, and then we're going to look at a Bible story, and I'm excited to get to it. Okay, the first question is, what is an arm jerker? Now, this is a little hard for you children, but the old cowboys here, I thought I'd give them a chance. What is an arm jerker? Now, that doesn't mean somebody comes up and grabs you and you know, you just go, no, that's not it. What's an arm jerker? Anybody? Okay, I guess you haven't read the cowboy term dictionary lately. Yes. Okay, it certainly can, but in the rodeos, and this is where it's unfair. Hazel, when was the last rodeo you were in? It says a really stout animal that bucks with a lot of power. That's an arm jerker. Now, what is this one? Maybe the boys or girls can help me here. What is a broke horse? Doesn't mean he's poor. You've heard of broke preachers. But I'm talking about a horse. A broke horse. Somebody help me then. I'm coming to the kids here. I got yes, what do you think it is?
That the horse doesn't have a person to ride it?
No, but you know what? It's got to do with a horse. And what would you say, a broke horse?
A horse that's tame.
That's what?
That's tame.
You got it. There. Give them applause. Give them applause, please. Please. Now, here's one. We don't seem to do this much today, especially around Sterling. But have you ever heard the term branding? Branding. This is kind of hard, isn't it? What's branding? What do you think it is? Branding. What's branding? What's branding? Some of you, okay, you older children.
You put your brand on the tower.
Exactly. You heat up this piece of metal with the initials or whatever, signia that the rancher owner has, and you put it on the cattle to show that they're yours. Oh, let me just stop here for a moment. Do you know that in southern Texas, it's called the King Ranch. Let's just stop here. And just how many here today, what's the biggest land holding or the biggest farm in Sterling in acreage?
Maybe a couple thousand acres.
Couple thousand acres. Well, pardon? Donovan's pub, yes, Donovan's, yes. And I know the boys there. I never thought of them. But you know what? They don't hold a candle to the King's Ranch. Do you know why? It has over 900,000 acres. And you know what roams on there? How many cows? Who has cattle here? Adam, how many head of cattle do you have? 20.
Same.
Somebody else? Well, folks, the King's Ranch in southern Texas has 35,000. Wow. And guess how many quarter horses they have? They have 200 quarter horses for the job. So that's massive, isn't it? Okay, back to the question. What is a cow horse? Cow horse. No, a cow is a cow and a horse is a horse, but what is a cow horse? Just think of it. Okay, right here.
Donkey.
Pardon?
A donkey.
A donkey. Well, yeah, what would you think?
A course.
No, it's a kangaroo court. Okay. A cow horse. What do you think it is? Yeah. Simply a horse that's used for rounding up cows. Okay, quickly, we're going to go through here. I know what I want to ask. This is just for the children. Okay, if you have a boy who is on a ranch, what do we call him? Or a man who's on a ranch and rides a horse. What do we call him?
Cowboy.
Now, this is just for the girls. What if it was a girl on the horse? What would you call her? Yes! Yes, that's right. We wouldn't call her a cowboy, would we? No, that's right. Okay, just a couple. Oh, here's one for the boys and girls. What is an Alaska? Pardon me. What is a lasso? Lasso. Who has an answer? What's a lasso? Yeah, it's a rope that the cowboy uses, and he seeks to put it around the animal's neck. Okay. Here's a cute one. I love this one. Hen skin bedding. Now, let's just stop and think about it. Hen skin bedding. Now, just think it through. Just think it through, and you got your answer. So, when you skin a hen, what have you got? Wool, isn't it? What did we get when we skin a hen? I skinned a hen yesterday. I really did. And you know what I had on my hand when I was finished? RJ. Yes. Now listen to this. A cover stuffed with feathers is a hen skin bedding. Okay, one, just the last one here. For the boys and girls, what does Roundup mean? What does Roundup mean?
What is Roundup?
Okay, very good. That Roundup is when you round up these animals and you either put them in a pen or they're meant for shipping, whatever. Now, so we'll say, there's a lot of them here that most of them I didn't know myself. Okay, we are going to have a story. Now, can somebody tell me what time, Barb, can you tell me what time they're going to be ready for us outside? Who wants to go now? Who wants to go? Oh my, I shouldn't have asked. Okay, I'm going to read a story this morning, part of a story, and this has to do with rounding up. Now, we've said, is it next week Sunday school's going to start?
Well, it's already started, so I had it last week.
Yeah. Thank you for that clarification. So, summer is over with, and the fall is starting, even though it's not officially fall, but our fall program, and we want everyone to come and join in our programs, okay? And especially Sunday school. So, we want your help. Maybe there's other boys and girls that don't go to Sunday school. Maybe you can invite them. And if they need a ride, you talk to your mommy, daddy, whoever your guardians are, and I'm sure they will get back to us if someone needs a ride. Okay? Here's the story. It's found in the Word of God. It's found in Luke. It's a parable. Did you know Matthew, Mark, Luke, there's 55 parables mentioned in these three books? Now, what is a parable? Before I read it, what is a parable? Can somebody tell me? Maybe the boys and girls know what a parable is. What's a parable? RJ, tell me what a parable is.
A paragraph, I think. Like a chapter.
Very good. You haven't struck oil yet, but oh my goodness, the drill is in the ground. Okay, you're almost there. What is a parable? Somebody said, and this is good for boys and girls, easy for them to remember. A parable is a earthly story that Jesus told. See, Jesus, when he talked to people, he talked many times in stories. And you know why we like stories? Because we want to know what happened. And Jesus told stories. Now, he wasn't lying, but this story may not be a true story, but he used it to illustrate, and someone has said, it's an earthly story with a heavenly meaning or a spiritual application. And I think for us this morning, that's ample. So Jesus was a great storyteller, and people would just latch on to what Jesus was saying. What do I mean latch on? What do I mean by latching on? Yes? Yes, that is part. But when we say people grabbed onto what Jesus was saying, well, we can't grab onto words. No, but how did they grab onto it? Pardon me?
They're connecting.
Okay. Oh, good man. Good man. They're connecting. Now, see, I was going to say that the people understood, but they not only understood, but they connected with the story. Now, we had an invitation to come to Fall Roundup at Great Chapel this morning. Now, I want to tell you today of another invitation that's given to us that includes not only boys and girls, but moms and dads. And I'm so excited because, boys and girls, this is the greatest banquet that will ever take place. Wow! Now, here a few weeks ago, my wife and I had to go to Toronto, and there's a place up in Pickering. I'm going to ask a question because I don't want the older people to fall asleep. But there's a place up in Pickering. Wow! It is a smorgasbord. Food. I do get hungry. Does anybody know what the name of that place is? Do you know what it is? Pardon? The Mandarin. Who's been to the Mandarin? Wow. It's pretty good, isn't it? Now, the banquets, that I think probably, I mean, there's lots of food there, but the most, influential banquet that I was ever in, as you know, my wife and I were invited to our nephew's wedding in Atlanta, and that's when Mike and Carrie got married. Ooh, just a little out of my league, just a little bit. And the place we stayed in, even presidents of the United States come and stay there. So it wasn't a first star place at all. But what I'm saying is, and why I mention this, is this banquet is above all banquets. It's a banquet that you'd think everybody would go to. Now, let me read. We got to get to the story here. It says this. It's what Jesus said. A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servants to tell those who had been invited, "Come, for everything is ready now." Just stop. Do you think they had watches in Jesus' day? Do you think they had? No. How did they tell time in Jesus' day if they didn't have watches? Okay, some, yes. But it was really to do by the sun and moon and the sun at its different points during the day. So incidentally, like we say, okay, you could be there in 5 minutes. Well, back in Jesus' day, you wouldn't say that. You would say, sometimes they said the certain watch of the day. I mean, that's when guards would change. But maybe they say evening. Well, what is evening to you and what is evening to me could be different. So what they would do is they would make a great invitation for everyone, a banquet for everyone to come. But just that same day, a messenger would go out, and I would suggest probably on maybe on horseback, if it was a larger community, and tell them that it's going to be soon ready. Okay? So, in other words, and also in those days, they didn't have freezers and fridges, so certain or some of the food could only be prepared last minute. So the invitation went out initially to come, and you know what? A lot of those, I guess, agreed to come. But oh, when the day came and the messenger went out, do you know what happened? They said, no, we can't come. One says, let me just back up a bit. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who had been invited, come, for everything is ready now. But they all alike began to make excuses. The first one said, I have just bought a field, and I must go and see it. Please excuse me. And then the excuses went on. The first one was a field. They bought real estate. Now, here's the corny part of this, is they said they bought real estate and they wanted to go and see it. Wouldn't you think you'd want to see it before you bought it? Right. Okay, two other things, illustrations that Jesus used for excuses. Someone help me again this morning. One was real estate, the other was what? Do you know? What do you think it is? He had bought 10 oxen. Or if it was Adam, he would say, I bought myself a new John Deere. I want to try it out. Well, again, wouldn't you think you would want to try the oxen out before you bought them? And then the other guy, the third one, when he was invited to come, what was his excuse? He said, I can't come. Because I what? Help me out. What did he do? The poor guy got married. Do you know something? That Grandma Jan, my wife, she was only 18 years of age when she got married. Isn't that disgusting? Yes, 18. You know something? When she saw me, I was the love of her life, and she convinced me. No, but seriously, she was 18 when she got married, and do you know how many years we've been married? I know this is a long time, and I know I'm old. 10 years? Oh, I wish. We've been married 50 years. And even though it started when we were very young, got married. But and I just want to say this. The only reason why it's lasted 50 years is because we both know the Lord. And he's been the one. He's been very gracious to us. But this guy, or these guys, I should say, made all these excuses. Oh, do you know something? People make excuses today about spiritual things. Would you like to come to church with me? And some people say, I'm just too busy. Would you come to church with me today? I'm going to go and play sports. I'm not against organized sports, but maybe just some people were fooling around and they want to go, oh, I have a good one. You know what people say to me? I go fishing and I can worship the Lord in my boat on the lake. Oh, I love that one. Yeah. Well, why? Because it's a little ridiculous. Because God has intended we live in community spiritually. In other words, we should come together to encourage one another. Now, these guys, you know what they were refusing? Oh, here we come to the story. What they were refusing is the great banquet that God was going to prepare for them. And he's speaking to the Jewish people. And the Jews, see, Jesus came unto his own. That is the Jewish people. But they rejected him as the Messiah, as the Christ, the anointed one. And so you know what Jesus said? Listen to this. Then the servants came back and reported this to the master. Then the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servants, go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. See, those other people that made excuses, if you can buy real estate, if you can buy 10 oxen, and maybe enough money to pay your dowry, you're okay. And Jesus is saying, you know what? You've turned your back on me. And so I'm going to open up an invitation to everybody to come. And that means to Gentiles. And if we're not Jewish, okay, we're a Gentile. So everyone here this morning, everyone here this morning is a Gentile. So God opens the invitation. And you know what he wants? He told the servants to go out. Where? Oh, go out quickly into the streets and alleys and of the towns and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. Sir, the servant said, what you ordered has been done, but there's still room. Now, the part I want to bring out this morning is they'd gone out and invited all these people. But you know what? There's always room for one more at the banquet. See, in our home, I was raised in a family of 10 children. Of course, we had a mom and dad. Anyway, there was always room at the table for one more. If somebody came in last minute, pulled out a chair, they sit there. And that is a policy that my dear wife has practiced over the years. I've invited people home that she didn't know was coming. There's always enough leftovers to feed one more. At this great banquet, there's room for everyone. And listen to what he says, goes on to say. The conclusion of that is, I tell you, not one of those men who were invited will get a taste of my banquet. I want to ask you a question. If you thought for a minute, if you had an invitation to the greatest banquet that could ever be served, do you think you'd turn it down? We wouldn't make excuses. I think we'd probably go. But you know what? What I'm saying today, it's not the food at the banquet, it's the guest or the host of the banquet that's most important. Because see, in the Bible, the Word of God, in the book of Revelation, it talks about, you know what it talks about? The marriage supper of the Lamb. Blessed are those that are called to or invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Wow. And who are those people? Those people have responded to Christ's message. And you know what that is? When Jesus says, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Wow. And the scripture tells that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord will what? Be saved or delivered from their sin. And so this morning, those that are going to be at the marriage supper of the Lamb, a general invitation has gone out through the gospel to all to join. But there's going to be those that say, no. I have excuses or reasons. Maybe they'll say something like this. I believe God loves us, and God will include me. But earlier this morning, I read, or referred to, pardon me, John chapter 14. And what is that? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. So, the only way to the banquet is through the Lord Jesus and acknowledging his invitation for you to come and join him. And you know what? That's going to be blessed. That is, I'm going to call it this morning. Okay? And then I got a little illustration. I'm going to quit. Do you know what? I call that the greatest roundup. Now, what's going to happen? Listen closely. What's going to happen? See, Jesus in John 14 said, don't do that. Okay. Yeah, I kind of wondered that a little earlier if I was going to hang myself with a loose rope. Now, in John chapter 14, you know what Jesus said? He was telling his disciples he's going to leave. But he said, don't let your hearts be troubled. Because you won't understand. I'm going to go to prepare a place. And if I go to prepare a place, I will what? Come on, help me out. I will come again. Now, I'm taking Jesus literally at his word. Jesus is going to come back. And if we don't die and go to be with the Lord, there's a day when Jesus is going to come. And he's going to, we're going to be caught up to meet him in there. There's a word we use, rapture, and rapture is not in the Bible. But it does mean to be caught up. And this is what I want to illustrate. Okay? Here's an antiquated piece of technology that I'm supposed to press. Watch. Be careful it doesn't jump out at you. I'm to go up like this. Is that right, brother? Hit it again. Is it doing it? I'm hitting blank. Do I have to hit the green? No. I think it will illustrate here. Let me just try something. What have I got here? Well, excuse me, I'm going to go around here. I've got some pennies and dimes. Okay? And I've got a magnet. And this is a very powerful magnet. And, remember the Lord Jesus. He rose from the dead. Power. He has the power to resurrect everyone in this great roundup. There's going to be people from all over the world when Jesus comes back. He's going to call and they're going to be taken up. And watch this. What's this? Oh, there's people left behind. See, those are people that's gone to be with the Lord. Do you know why those people are left behind? It's because it's what they got don't have in it. See, these are dimes, and they have got what this magnet just loves. And so with us, see, if the Lord Jesus is in our lives, in our hearts, when Jesus come back, what is he going to do? He's going to take us up to be with him. And all these other people that never trust the Lord, they're going to be left behind. RJ, because you're so strong, and I know you, come on up here. No, not that I don't know some of the rest of you. I want you to come up here, buddy. You're not getting this money, for goodness sakes. Okay, RJ is going to do something. I want you to just try to take those off of here. You don't have to take them all. RJ, you got one. But okay, let's just leave it there. Is it hard?
No.
Oh, okay, keep going then. You got to get them all, RJ.
Pretty simple.
Okay. I didn't know it was going to take so long, folks.
Hey.
Were you born slow?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, RJ. I'm sorry. Okay. See, some of these... Okay, that's good. But you give me the money. No, here, you can keep those.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you can keep those. You can keep those. He's a poor farmer, folks. Okay, what am I trying to illustrate here? These last ones are almost impossible to get off. You got to kind of slide them. But do you know what it's all about? See, when Jesus takes us, we're going to be secured in him, and we're going to be with him forever and ever and ever. Now, isn't that wonderful? I'm so glad that I have good news. Just this story, I'm going to conclude. went, this week I went to a hospital, and I went to the intensive care. And this dear lady that we have known for years was in there. She's had a heart attack. She's been in and out of intensive care. She is not well. We had visited her a couple weeks ago, and she wanted me to come back a week later. So we responded. I went out. And she can't talk. She can only mouth the words, okay? Because she has a pipe down her throat. Anyway, man, did I ever find that hard to just know what she was saying? But I did figure it out. And that is, she said, and she was very slow. That's the way she was doing. So I think I will not be going to Katie's house. That's where she used to go after she got well. That's her daughter's house. And I said to her, I said, do you think you may not make it out of here? She thought she was going to die. Now, she was saved. She knows the Lord Jesus. But she was saved only 9 years ago. And you know what? I just felt so privileged, so honored to be there. Because you know why? I could tell her I could remind her of the great news that God, in his banquet, that Jesus is going to be there, and that he is true to his word. What Jesus said, we believe it. And do you know something? She would nod through the conversation. Now, she may come home, but I'm glad I could tell her that if we know the Lord, that gives us peace, and she knows that, but also gives us the assurance that in this short life, there's more to come than just now. That we're going to spend eternity with the Lord Jesus. And we praise God for the day that she gave her heart to him. And so this morning, yes, we're going to round up the boys and girls for Sunday school. Let's all get busy. But just remember that there's a great roundup coming to the great feast, the Mary Supper of the Lamb. And all who've trusted in him are going to be part of that wonderful banquet. And I thank God this morning. He's made it open for everyone. And guess what? There's always room for more. Shall we pray? Father, I just want to say thank you today for the reminder from your word. Lord, may we not be careless in our lives of making excuses why we are not obedient to you. But, oh, Father, realize that if we want your blessing in our lives, we must be obedient to you. And again, we just commit the full program to you and our Sunday school. We commit every family to you today, thanking you for them. And, Lord, we thank you today for the wonderful, wonderful hope we have in the person of the resurrected Christ. And, Lord, today, I ask you to just bless our fellowship. Bless the food we're about to partake of. And we just ask that this would be a joyous time together. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I've been asked to announce that they're going to use the same protocol as you do in restaurants when you go out. And now, they're not going to give you a menu today, okay? It has already been set. But they want you to know that you're going to be served everything, all right? So if you say you want a steak medium rare, you won't get it. But if you want a hot dog and you want mustard, relish, peppers, all that stuff, Brussels sprouts, no, you request and they'll make sure you get it. Okay, we're going to... Pardon me? Yes, I'm going to ask Norm to come. We can have time for one more song.